Good morning again, church. It's lovely to see so many people here. For those of you that don't know already, this is my name, James Cook. Nice to meet you if I haven't before, and if I haven't, please come and say hello after. Recently, I have taken oversight of the children and youth ages 8 to 18, so none of them should be in here anymore. They should be out having their lesson this morning, but what a brilliant opportunity. I still have to pinch myself a little bit. Standing here, kind of, those of you who know my story, five, six years ago, you wouldn't have thunk it, and nor would have I. But God is good. So he's been doing some incredible things. Do I point it here? Oh, yes, look at that. What a blessing it is to be able to be with these guys, kind of, day in, day out, walk with them, be their friend, be their leader, be their companion, be their brother. I came through these groups when I was 16, 17, 18, and I got to know certain people who were possibly in here and other people outside of the church. And they challenged me, they stretched me, and they grew me as a Christian. And at that age, when I finally gave my life to Christ, I said, Lord, I want to give back to your kingdom what you've given to me. And he's been merciful in that, and he's answered that prayer, and he's answered that cry from my heart. So I know, I just love that picture. Look at them guys. That's not all of them. We've got more than seven, but that just represents what a joy it is for me to stand here today and to be able to work with them, to live with them, to walk with them as a brother in Christ, because they're growing. And they're being added to. More and more young people, children and young people, are joining us. They're coming into the church. They're getting excited about who Jesus is and the spirit that dwells in this place. They're catching the fire. This is a picture from our recent youth evening service, which is called Yes. We're upstairs worshipping Jesus for a good hour and a half, learning about him, hearing about him. Just being able to... What amazes me is neither of us know it all. The youth team, we don't know it all. The youth and the children, they don't know it all. And that's brilliant because we walk with each other hand in hand. If there's an awkward question or a difficult question or a strange story or subject, I don't particularly know the answers, but God knows the answers. So we can pursue him together. And again, I love that picture because it just shows that we're together, we're in him, and we're learning. And we're getting things wrong, and we're getting things right. It's incredible. Forgive me for this next picture, but this was just to remind me to say thank you so much to all of the wonderful helpers we have throughout the church. Malcolm and Sam. Sam's not in here, is he? No. Apologies. But Malcolm, especially. This was from the Link weekend away last year, and it would not be possible without all the helpers that we have, all the teams. They are honestly the most incredible people you would meet, aside from the Lord himself. That's just a shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for being awesome. And these are some of our little ones now. This was taken a few months ago, and some of these here have now graduated to the youth group, but this is from Link. And where children that from the church feel so comfortable inviting their friends from school who don't know Jesus. They feel so comfortable about bringing them in and exposing them to what God's going to do. And he's just building and building in their hearts. And that's amazing. I mean, how many times have we brought our adult friends that have never known Jesus to church? This is a real shining example from the children. What we need to be doing to expand the kingdom of God. My desire for the children and the young people from the ages of 8 to 18 is to see them actively growing. I've spelled actively wrong, haven't I? No? Cool. Actively growing in a relationship with Jesus. Now, you might hear that statement a little bit blase, like, oh yeah, I'm growing in my relationship with Jesus, but that is important. How many of us are actively seeking and growing in our relationship with him? You know, we're actively growing in our relationships with our friends because we see them and we do things together and we go places and we talk about stuff. But it's so important to be saying to the young people and the children, look, let's start actively growing in our relationship with Jesus right now. Because if we start on that journey with him, you know, we're going to go to great places. And by the time we're 100 years old, we're going to know him so well. and then we're going to be with him. Actively growing in their relationship with him. That means spending time with him one-on-one. That means spending time with him as a youth group and as a church. That means doing exciting things. That means getting things wrong. That means getting things right. That means being with him and enjoying it. Actively growing in their relationship with Jesus. What better thing could there be? What better relationship could there be to grow in? That is my desire, that all the children, no matter their age, but especially these ones, the 8 to 18s, that they will start to realize who God is. And if they don't know him yet, they're growing in that relationship and they're getting to know him more and more. But the older ones who have got that history, that background, maybe their families in the church or they know what it's about. Come on, guys, let's not get stuck in the church. Let's not get stuck in the walls. Let's not get stuck like the Pharisees were. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Let's keep going forward with him. That is my desire right now. And my prayer, not that my desire and my prayers are different, but my prayer is that the young people will hear God's call to expand the kingdom. Have we heard it? Have you heard it? Have I heard it? God, will you speak to them right now to expand that kingdom, whether it's in the youth group with the kids that don't know him, whether that's in the church, whether that's an outreach cafe, whether that's playing football on a Sunday, that's at school, that's at college, that's going into the workplace. Let's get those foundations in so we know, okay, I am a young person, I'm actively growing in Jesus. What do I do to put that in practice? What do I do to put that to the test, as it were? I listen to God and I hear him say, go and speak to this person about me. Go and speak to this person. Go and pray for this person. Go and be a presence. Go and be a light here. The disciples weren't much older than these young people we've got now. And those 12, albeit hand in hand with Jesus, changed the world. These kids are going somewhere. These kids are going places. Oh, it's got upside down, that's why. We're gonna gather in little huddles where we are. So we don't need to fidget, we don't need to move the chairs, but gather in little groups where we are, and we're gonna pray through some things for the children and young people from ages 8 to 18. I'll expand these a little bit more, but some of the struggles we have right now, although there are many, many positives and I absolutely love it. It's great to be excited to come in here and to meet young people, but we need to grow our team because it's all too easy for the people who are involved now to think it's all about them. And none of this ministry area, none of leading or having oversight over this group is anything about me. And you know, I'll get that wrong and I will get big-headed and my ego will grow and the Lord will crush me and put me back where I need to be. He says it in his words. He will crush the people who are proud. But we need our team to get bigger and to expand so that we can be with them more, we can disciple them more, we can walk with them, not one-on-one, but in smaller groups. We can say those things, we can have those meetings, we can have the energy and the time and the space to get alongside them. Because, church, we're not here just to provide a service on a Sunday morning. It's not just a club going on. It's not just somewhere where we drop our kids off and we bring them back. I am on a walk with your children in their faith, hand in hand, for the rest of their lives. This is not a service. This is a relationship that we have. And my prayer is, Lord, that you will expand the team that we have so that we can take that relationship further and deeper, and we can walk with them rather than just provide. Do you hear me on that, church?
Yes.
Awesome. The second point is that the young people, the children and the young people would feel accepted as part of this church. They'd feel that they were a real part of it. They were one of us. They could sit here any day. They could come to the front. They could feel safe and worship Jesus right here. They feel accepted and safe and at home here. But also that we as a church would accept them. And the two-way acceptance works that we accept them and they feel part of it. And they accept us. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting my words mixed up. That they accept us as their church. Yeah, because some of us are a bit strange. Some of us are a bit weird, not looking at anyone in particular. But some of us, you know, we're all unique in the Lord's image. And that's amazing, that's brilliant, and that's fantastic. You know, but sometimes young people will have preconceived ideas, they will pass judgments, and that's what God is working in them. That's what God's working in us. I want the children and young people to feel accepted as part of the church. And I want them to accept us as their church, as their spiritual covering, as their brothers and sisters in Christ. And finally, that we would start to see young disciples developing, growing. And that's nothing to do with me, that's nothing to do with the team, that's nothing to do with the words that we say to them, that's to do with them being filled with the Spirit of God. We want more of you, Lord, to come and fill these children and young people up so that they can be small, little, young disciples of you, and they can go on for the rest of their lives impacting this world for the greater good of the kingdom of God. So, church, if you can gather in little groups of maybe 5 or 10, it doesn't matter, and just pray for you some of these things. If you want me to come and explain a little bit more, just come and grab me. But if we can do that now, that'd be awesome, just a few minutes.